Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartee, could you get any better weather than this?
Wow. I guess not.
Football weather, deer hunting weather, fishing weather, you name it, it's perfect for anything you want to do outdoors.
Just one of the reasons we live where we live, right here strategically located in the center of the Carolinas.
Might even be good weather for raking leaves.
I think so.
I'd just blow them over on your neighbor's property. I don't know, sir. It was the wind.
These Carolina days do start cool and crisp, you know, in the 30s or so, but elevate and have been elevating all the way up, you know, a 30, 35-degree swing that occurs by the time, you know, 3 o'clock happens, and we're in the mid to upper 60s.
40 to 60 is just about perfect, isn't it?
Yes, no complaints.
Absolutely. Just put on a light jacket and enjoy life.
Well, enjoy life is what we do here in the Carolinas, and the name of this program is The Carolina Outdoors. His voice, Don Yeager, my voice, Bill Bartee, where we come in and talk about the cool things that we have to do here in the Carolinas and the cool things that are happening around the Carolinas and cool people that are doing all of these things.
Going to be a little football weekend, isn't it?
It is.
ACC tournament. Clemson's going to win it.
Is that the pick?
That's Don's pick.
Oh, there you go.
On behalf of Bill Turpin, Clemson wins.
Whoa, there you go. Of course, so Clemson's your pick. That's the ACC playing against the Miami Hurricanes, who were on a great run till last week. And then, of course, our Carolina Panthers are in the top of the standings in the NFC South alongside their rival, the New Orleans Saints. And
going to resolve that on Sunday, aren't we?
Yeah, somebody's going to be left atop that leaderboard when it's all done.
We'll have to get some inside scoop on that.
That's right. Stay tuned to this edition of the Carolina Outdoors because we're going to have Jim Zocchi, Carolina Panther broadcast team member, who's going to come in and give us some words of wisdom on who to look forward to. And weirdly enough, Don, part of the topic in the Panther locker room and the New Orleans Saints locker room has been a war of words between two Camerons in regards to wardrobe
malfunction.
We'll find out more about that later.
We'll get
on
Janet Jackson in on that one. Charge everybody with sexual harassment.
Also, something that's upcoming here in the Carolinas, just an hour or so south of where we are right now in Chester County, South Carolina, the town of Lowry's is going to be getting ready for the famous Lowry's Christmas Day Parade or Christmas Parade. It's taking place in a few weeks, but it's a great big undertaking.
That's a cool one. That's one to go to. Mark your calendar. Local flavor.
I got to find out the date here. It's December 16th at 1 p.m. is what time the kickoff of the parade is. But it's just like a football game, and that there's a day or half a day of preparation and celebration that happened even before the parade kicks off.
That's right. Get down there early. Get started. A little tailgating.
Exactly. Tailgating at the Lowry's Christmas Parade. We're going to have Mayor Joey Wilson join the Carolina Outdoor Guys here to find out how we can participate in this famous parade.
All right.
And also who it's for and who are the participants in that, because that's a little special caveat that they have there as well. Not everybody gets to play. Also, we're going to have a famous hiker, probably the most famous Carolina hiker. Jennifer Farr Davis is going to join the program. She's going to talk to us about some of her accomplishments, including her recent finish of the Mountains to Sea Trail.
Oh, there you go.
She's a through hiker. She's through hiking the
Mountains to Sea Trail. That's good. Always good to be through hiking. Rest your dogs.
Oh, what a bad joke.
Yeah, hey, I bet you went and got a pedicure. What are you on about?
Let's find out. There's more bad jokes where that came from.
No doubt.
Listen, we hang our hats over at Jesse Brown's, which is the local area outfitter on the upstairs corner of the Sharon Corners Shopping Center in the heart of the South Park Shopping District right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Please stop by and visit us. Hey, this weekend, we're concluding our buy two shirts, get one free. That's right. If you buy two, the hardest one to pick is the free one. That's the third one. So that concludes this Sunday. But don't worry, something that's kicked in this weekend is All Fleece at Jesse Brown's, just in time for the Christmas shopper. All Fleece is 15% off, and that is through Sunday. So stop by your friendly neighborhood outdoor store here in Charlotte, Jesse Brown's. And something else that you can do at Jesse Brown's is you can hear Don's fishing stories from this past week. You've had a pretty good go of it.
It's been ridiculously good right now. So let me tell you, if you're a trout fisherman, you owe it to yourself to call in sick and head for the mountains, because it's fishing awesome right now. And the weather is perfect. I mean, it's down in the 30s at night and getting up in the 60s in the daytime. Water temperatures just drop back enough that those fish are ravaging what you're throwing at them.
So is that what it is? The nice weather that we started off this segment talking about is trickled down, pardon that bad pun.
Trickled down the mountains in the trout streams, and the water temperature's dropping very slowly, which is really good, because once it gets down, you know, into those 30s and all, those fish start to hunker down and don't digest food very well. They're cold-blooded animals, so that happens to them. But right now, let me tell you what, those fish are hungry, and they are fighting like bulldogs when you hook them, because that water temperature is cool enough that the oxygen content is up, and man, it is good fun to be out there right now. The other good bonus in that is the leaves are finally all down in the mountains, so you're not catching leaves all the time. The water is normal levels and extremely clear, and man, the fishing couldn't be better.
Don, tell us where to go. Many of us are waking up early on a Saturday listening. Maybe some of us are joining via a podcast. And I'll throw in a little bit of commentary. You hear a lot about the 77 corridor, but there's plenty of trout streams to the west, but there's some north. How bad is it to travel up that I-77 to get beyond Charlotte, beyond Mooresville, beyond all of that nonsense to get to that trout stream?
No problem at all going up 77. It's coming down 77 where you're going to bog down and lose a half an hour. But, you know, take a thermos, pour yourself a cup of coffee, sit back, turn on WBT, and just relax as you creep along at about 15 miles an hour for about 30 to 40 minutes. No big deal.
So going, no problem. It's coming back.
Coming back. Bring your patience.
And if we were talking about, I can name some of those. I don't know if I can name any of the wild trout streams, but some of the delayed harvest trout streams up there are the Mitchell River, which is outside Dobson. The State Park, Stone Mountain State Park, has the East Fork of the Roaring, and then it has a bunch of other trout streams with smaller fish, so to speak, in them. And then who am I leaving out up that 77 way?
Well, you know, if you go up 77, cut across 421, you can be over in the Wilkesboro area and go on up north to Hilton Creek and places like that. There's actually 30 delayed harvest streams now that are just absolutely awesome this year. And certainly great opportunities. And then, golly, the number of wild trout streams just goes on forever. And the best reference for that, of course, is Jeb Hall's book that we have at the shop that has good photographs of a lot of those streams. So tons of opportunity out right now. And, boy, it's a good time to be out and about.
How long does it take you to get where you went this past week?
It's 2.5 hours up to Wilson Creek, you know, and you're avoiding that traffic dilemma by going up 321 and then over to Morganton and up 181 and then following Brown Mountain Beach Road all the way up through the gorge. So, you know, great to be out there during the week especially, but the weekends, they're going to be crowded because I'm telling everybody, get out there and fish.
And not to be this way, before we break, it seems like it's dry here in the Charlotte area. How are the water levels in the mountains?
The levels are back to normal. We were up, you know, 3-4 weeks ago, we were up 4 and 5 feet on some of those streams, and it really left them in great shape. So, couldn't be better. I mean, nothing to complain about in the trout fishing world whatsoever.
Well, hey, there may not be a lot to complain about in the football world either. We hope that you'll stick around with us here on the Carolina Outdoors, because the outdoor guys are going to take a quick break here on News 1110 99.3 WBT, and then we're going to bring on Jim Zoki and talk a little bit about the Carolina Panthers. But first, this break right after this message.